We are learning Masechtas Menachos Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Beis, and we are starting 8 lines from the bottom by Tana Rabbanim. First order in the law is HaKahanim. I'm going to Tana Rabbanim. We have Machlekes Rudra of Shem. We said there's 2 Machlekesim. Number one is Sari HaMishtaleach counted as one of the 2 that have Smicha. Rav Shimon says it's not counted because Sar Mishlech is only Mechapa and Klai. So an Aaron's doing the Smicha, so it can't be counted. Mashiach Rehuda holds Sar Mishlech is Mechapa for all Klai, so including Kahanim, so therefore it is counted. But there's a second Machlekes. Is the Se'ire Avayis Chavim, which means the Kans Klai Zor Doz Avayis Zor, Api Bezdin, they bring a parallel Oilo, Sar Lechatas. Parallel Oilo, we said, if Kulikulim has Smicha. The Sar Avayis Chavim, is that have Smicha or not? It's something that's for Shimon, is that have Smicha or not? And so Machlekes Rehuda Rav Shimon. So what's the Bia Machlekes? Turn our button on. It says by par ham nosh tzibur v'sochus zikne v'roish par par ton smicha v'ein sir v'zchavim ton smicha. Div Rabbi Yehuda par needs smicha, and this is where the birchas hazevach and soy kach speak out. All the par needs smicha. Say by v'rizara, say by kol mitzvahs. Par needs smicha v'ein siri v'zchavim ton smicha. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Now, what do you need a miyut? Why do you think it needs smicha? So Tais speaks out to pshatim. Tais first part is because you learn after par ham nosh tzibur. Kamas flow on the pasuk par v'loisar the Rabbi Yehuda. It's a miyut. Rav Shimon Eimer par ton smicha v'zkenim ve'ein seire v'eschavim tunis smicha v'zkenim. Rav Shimon says, you know the par with the you're right. It's a good diak. It's a miyut. We're saying like this: par needs smicha daf v'zkenim ve'ein seire v'eschavim tunis smicha v'zkenim el bar. It needs smicha, but Aaron does the smicha. Right tomorrow. So that's what sounds like right now. Rav Shimon's agreeing to the miyut of par, and he says, we're not saying there's no smicha whatsoever, we're saying Aaron HaKohen does the smicha. That's what Rav Shimon's saying. Raminu Masya Kasha. There's a problem with that, and we'll see in the Gemara on base what the problem with that is, but we'll get to that in a second. But now the Gemara even has a Kasha, refers to Bryce and not like that, about Rav Shimon. Raminu. It says in the pasuk legabe the sar la'azazel v'somach Aaron estreyo the valresha sar achai, and we darshan like this raminu achai ton smicha ve'ein sira v'schavim ton smicha. Div Rabbi Yehuda, a different miyut, not from par, from chai, that chai ton smicha ve'ein sira v'schavim ton smicha. Div Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Shimon I mean no chai ton smicha ba'aron, that's v'sar nitzvira ve'ein sira v'schavim ton smicha ba'aron, and sira v'schavim don't need smicha bar elbis kainim top on base. So what's the kasha? The kasha is that in Rav Shimon it's a first theory. Before it says that fi Rav Shimon sir v'schavim gets smicha bar. Here it says it gets biskainim. It's also just what the only theory is what the meat from what pasuk. Halacha is the same. So it's just a theory what the pasuk is. The hapar achai. That's all not clear. First shot was hapar v'loy sarvus chavim. Now it's saying hachai v'loy sarvus chavim. It's a good stir also. It's a different pasuk. It's gefalach. But in Rabbi Shimon, in the halacha, it's punk vaker. It's a pella. So to Gemara, what's going on over here? Rav Sheshes, you think that first price made any sense? But tizbro the hach kamaisim v'teretzdi. Think about it. The first price is Rabbi Shimon says sarvus chavim is ba'aron akayin. We just finished saying that if it's not with the bialim, it's ishkin smicha. And he's not the bialim by the sa'ir of his chavim. Ha'amar Rav Shimon, smicha bialim binan. And he's not the bialim, because that's Gans Klal Yisrael. I maybe is the bialim. Zaka top taisvus. Top taisvus is a must see. But Aaron lav bialim. The idim shum is chaper im kol Yisrael hu. Ha'amar Rav Shimon, b'sechus hayriyos, par v'sar l'chol shevet. Every shevet has its own parasar, including the kahanim. He says, it's the problem with the first brisa. Aaron's not a bialim. It's not the count. So it has to be, it's a mistake, the first brisa. El Tritzachi. Both brisa stim. This is how it goes. Tritzachi, ha-par, avadam. If you use the word par, like the first brisa. Ha-par, paraton, smicha, v'en sarv, v'chom, smicha. The meaning is like this. Par needs smicha, and sarv, v'chom, don't need smicha. Then Rav Yehuda. Rav Shimon Eimer, Hachai ton smicha ba'aron, in Sarv Shom ton smicha ba'aron, Elvis Kainim. Mavada, the Sarv Shom has smicha by his Kainim, not ba'aron. That's the meat. What happened to why has it changed the pasuk? Welcome to Rav Shimon Rav Yehuda. Sarv Shom ba'aron smicha, and you must have heard some kind of meat. Vishmilchud loy ba'aron smicha ba'aron. You heard something you didn't smicha, but Aaron or the smicha. Here by Aaron, umayuta dechayu. He doesn't hold Rashi in Kisiyasi. He doesn't hold a miyat of par. That he doesn't hold of. That's not a miyat. But he holds that the chai is the miyat. And what how being memayit? Or being memayit? And the reason why there's is no miyat from par is because it's mistavra that a par is a mayat, not a par, and not a mayat a sawyer. Here, by sarah mishlech, the possible chai, it's a mayat, a different sawyer. And we're saying this. This sarah chai has arah. Masheke sirvus chavim has this kainim. That was the miyat you heard. That was the miyat. And you're making a mistake. It's not exactly, it's not miyat al-gamri. Just saying, it's not arah, it's a kainim. That's what he said back to Rabbi Yehuda. So now we have very clear the bi'ah machlekes. So we have over here machlekes by sarvus chavim, this smicha. Who knows no smicha whatsoever? And Rabbi Shimon says, yeah, the smicha is kainim, regular smicha. And that's really a third thing. Just he doesn't hold Sarah Lazel is counted, and that's pshat why it's only two kabbalas siber that have smicha. Freitig Amar Rabbi Yehuda Lomeli Lemitu Mikra. Why do you mean it at all? Amar Ravina. Ravina said, "Is Alach Mashina already about this? You don't need a pasuk for this." Amar Ravina, Gemiri Shtei Smicha Is Mitzibur, and it's two smicha Mitzibur. I know already the two are Sarah Lazel Parabal Kamitzvus. So it's not Sier Veschav. It's only two. We already know two and first in the pasuk. And for the Gemara, Girsa Ba'alma, it's just a text. What does it mean, Girsa Ba'alma? Two pshatim in Rashi, you can see, yeah, two pshatim. One pshat is that Echraim, this miyut is only a smachta Ba'alma, because you already know from Lachem Moshe Sinai. Second pshat is that he doesn't hold the Lachem Moshe Sinai. Rabbi does not hold Lachem Moshe Sinai. Girsa Ba'alma, he holds that time, it's a Mesaira Ba'alma, it's not really a Lachem Moshe Sinai. And therefore we need the pasuk. Zotik Mar Vaiter. Where is Rav Shimon's Bekar Lamaisa? Okay, good, he doesn't have the mutum. Rav Shimon, Sir Vishcham and the boy is smicha Manolam. How does he not need smicha? Like Rashi Kisviyah explains, he says, Domachai loy nafke elam miyutot loy boy smicha ba'ar and amas kainim. But who said need smicha at all? Lefi Rav Shimon, where is the Bekar need smicha? The Sir Vishcham. Rav Shimon, Sir Vishcham and the boy is smicha Manolam. Nafke loy me time with the Braisa, Vesomach yodoy arroisha soyer. We have a Braisa that is darshan the pasuk by the Sar La Azazel, and really the word sar there is extra. A roish sar. If someone as well roish sar, if someone can say odav ala sar achai would be enough. What's roish sar achai? The extra word is it. What are we darshan? The rabbi is seir nachshon l'smicha. We marbe that seir nachshon has smicha. Sir Nachshon was a sawyer lechatas brought by the Nesiim for 12 days by the beginning of the Mishkan. That sawyer, even though it wasn't regular chatas, wasn't for kapara, needed smicha. The Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda Shitasa holds that we're not being marav sawyer mishlech, sawyer v'ischav mamsid. So he learns in marav sawyer Nachshon. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, the rabbi sawyer v'ischav, we'll be marav sawyer v'ischav on the smicha. So Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Shimon had a klal. Kol shechaz v'nichas dom lefnim, ton smicha. Anything that brought lefnim needs smicha. Now, there's only three kabbalas that brought lefnim. The par yom kippurim, sar yom kippurim, and the sar yom kippurim. So he says, that's the klal, it needs smicha. Frank bar Lomeli, why do you need the klal? You just told me you're from a reish hasar. Lomeli the member, we have to say this klal. The Gemara shows you simon abalma. It's just saying a simon to remember which kabbalas need smicha. This is how it goes. So al kabbalim, We have a ribu here, and the ribu here is from Samach Yada Al Reish Hasar. It's Marba according to Rabbi Shimon, Sir Vayischav. Faith the Gemara, maybe the aim is Sar Nasafnim. Maybe Sar Nasafnim that's on Yom Kippur. Maybe that needs smicha. We know it doesn't need smicha. Maybe that needs smicha. Be Marba that. That also comes with him, right? So the Gemara, Dumya the Seir Nasi. Now this pasuk, the Samach Yada Al Reish Hasar. I said before it was going by Azazel. I'm making a mistake. It was going by the Seir of the Nasi, Ashenasi Shiachta. That's what's going on. It's going on, the halacha is that a melech that does a veira, he doesn't bring a nekeva, he brings a zachar for chatas. So this pasuk with Samach El Reish Asar is talking about, it's extra words, it's talking about the Seir Nasi. I made a mistake, I said before Seir Lazazel, this pasuk, but it's going on Seir Nasi. Ve'ima Seir Anasa Befnim, maybe when we marva from this, it's not being marva seir nachshon, not being marva seir of Yitzchav. Maybe we marva the soir anasa b'fnim. Zok the Gemara, no, dum the seir nasi, the mechaper al veirois mitzvah yedua. Just like seir nasi is coming for mitzvah, a veiro that he knows he did. Same thing with Yitzchav, the veiro you know he did. Mashiach and seir anasa b'fnim is mikdash for kadoshav. It's for a veiro to protect you from yisurim until you find out about that veiro. Therefore, it's not doimah to that. Okay. So very good. We have Rav Shimon Klar now. V'loravina do amai gemiri shteis miches betzibur. For the fear of vina that says that there's halacha mashina to smiches betzibur. Kroy olamali. Why I need a pasuk to tell you? Once we know that fear of Shimon, he can't count sar lazazel because it's not the bailim. So automatically, as you know, means siri avaris chavim. So why do you need a pasuk and a lechem v'shinai? So look more pasuk. I'll tell you what. It's a hilchus of itzach kroy. The mikra, if you just had the pasuk without lechem v'shinai, so have amino. So and the pasuk says, doesn't say there's only two. The pasuk says that siri avaris chavim also needs smicha. So you would think have amino zivchus sham tzibur also needs smicha. So it's a carbon tzibur, and how would you know it needs smicha from a kavachomer? Like we had early on in the parak of the Chol Menachos Bois, it's very not normal in the Gemara to say that. Some say it's also added into the Gemara. But like the kash we had earlier in the parak earlier, Amar Rav Shimon, it says in the Mishnah, Amar Rav Shimon, Shloish Minim Tunim Shalish Mitzvahs, and the three mitzvahs to what? Tnufa Chai, Tnufa after its mace, and Smicha. And it says, Shamit Tzibur, Zimbabwe does not have Smicha. So lazy makavachaimer. We use afchei shalma tzibur tunu smicha makavachaimer. Ma shalma yochid shein tana tufa chayim. Zani tufa chayim needs tunu smicha chayim. So for sure this that needs tufa chayim for sure it needs smicha chayim. So therefore itzrik hilchos says only two kabbana tzibur that have smicha and not shalma tzibur. V'im hilchos, if you learn to just from hilchos, you don't know which one. Lo yedin heiniu. Kamashwa on the pasuk dumer the shor nasi the mechab averes b'zedua. That's how you know that it's dafka shachla reisha soyer. It's going on the shor v'zchavim. That's how you know dafka these two. So ad kan kabbala sibur. We have a meridig clarkite in which two they are. If you're Rabbi Yehuda, it's the shor la'azazel and the par b'kol mitzvah, which includes the par of a dezari. You're not going to get that anywhere else. You get that over here from the Berachas Zevach and Saint Kachim, a very important speak out. And then you have Rabbi Shimon says Sar Avayis Chavim instead of the Sar Lazal. He agrees Sar Lazal has Smicha, but that's Aaron, it's not the Bailam. So that's what's going on over here. It's also a good trivia question. How many Kabbana Sibur need Smicha? Actually four. You know, if you really want to get down to it, really four, because it's the power Habakal Mitzvahs, the power of Avayis Zara, the Sar Lazal, and according to one man the Amar, the Sar Avayis Chavim. So really, it could be four different kabbalas nitzmicha, but there's the reasons why they're not counted. The power is all clued in power kolam. It's all one umbrella. That's what Tzayin Kachim says. And it's all one umbrella. And the Sierra Zazel, according to Rav Shimon, doesn't count. So that's what comes out, but that's a very good trivia question. Zog the Gemara Vayit. Kol kabbalas hayachid tu'un in smicha chutz b'chor ma'asa pesach. For some reason, b'chor ma'asa pesach is not nitzmicha. Why not? Torah bar, linter b'raisa. In the parasha of Shlomim, it says actually six times Karbonai, but Rashi explains it three times. It means in the parasha of Minatzoin, it says like this. V'minatzoin Karbonai l'zavach Shlom l'Hashem zachon akev v'tom yakevenu. It says one time. It goes vaitem. Kesev hu makaves Karbonai v'kevoiz l'fnei Hashem. V'samach ziode al-resh Karbonai v'shach resh l'fnei Hashem. Three times in the parasha it says Karbonai. It's coming to mind something. So Torah Abonon, Karbonai v'loya v'char. Bechor does not get smicha. Does not get smicha. This parasha Shlomo says Samach Ziyada Aresh Kabanai. The three Kabanais in the parasha is coming to my three things. Kabanai Leah Bechor Shiyocha V'Loi Dinu Uma Shlomim Shein Kedush Yosai Merechem. Shlomim is not Kodesh Merechem. It's not born as a carbon. Tu'un Smicha Nis Smicha Bechor Shukadosh Merechem Ein Adin Shetu'un Smicha Shetu'un Nis Smicha Tamalayim Kabanai V'Loi Bechor Miet Kabanai V'Loi Bechor. Weiter, it says another time kabbanoi. Kabbanoi v'loi ma'isa. That ma'isa behemo, which is the tenth ma'isa that comes out under your stick, so that goes for a carbon. Shiachol adinu ma'av shlomim she'im akachim l'fneim l'achreim. There's no din shlomim that the one before and the one after comes kosher automatically. Tunim smicha ma'isa has a unique halacha that I'm counting 10 and I, by mistake, take 10 on the 9 or 10 on the 11. The kodesh shemakadosh one of the achrav. So it's very chomer. Eidin shton smicha, tamalayim, the second time kabbanai. Kabbanai v'lei ma'isa. So far, kabbanai v'lei b'char, kabbanai v'lei ma'isa. A third one. Kabbanai v'lei pesach. What's the having of pesach shav smicha? Shiyocha. Lo'idinu. Oma shlom sheni ba'amayid va'ave. It's no chiv to bring it. Tunin smicha, pesach shu ba'amayid va'ave. Eidin shton smicha, tamalayim, kabbanai v'lei pesach. It's kabbanai v'lei no'im b'yit. So you have three b'yutim. Right, the Gemara, you why need a miyat? Because I was learning how to have a kavachayim for shlomim. There's no have me learn a kavachayim for shlomim. Ikla mifrach, ma'al shlomim shkein tu nesachim, tu v'chad v'shoik. These three things don't need nesachim, like we had already before, we know it from earlier in the parak, and it doesn't need chad v'shoik. Tenufas chad v'shoik. So you wouldn't learn it anyway. What do you need a miyat for? It's the way to learn it out anyway. Zach, tomorrow you're right. All three kroi are smach tabam. It's a smach tabam, and you don't need a mutant for those three because there's no reason to think they need smicha. Elo kroyu lomli, on top of tzad, the gimel mer aleph, elo kroyu lomli, why in the world do you need the three mutant and three psukim? Zach, the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Karbonoi, veloi, karbon chaveira. First of all, the first karbonoi teaches us, karbonoi, veloi, karbon chaveira. That if you cannot do smicha on your friend's carbon, and we'll see, even with shlichas, you can't do it. Karbonei lo karbon mitzchavim. Karbonei and not the carbon of a guy. Maybe a guy can't do smicha, but you can do smicha for him. No, you can't do it. That's second karbonei. Karbonei lo rabbi is called bali karbon lo smicha. It's marba all bali karbon smicha, which is what? If five people bring a carbon together, they all will do smicha. If they all come together to bring a carbon, every one of the five do smicha, not one for everyone. That's the third thing. Carbon oil, a rabbi is called carbon. Everyone wants a carbon, bring dos smicha. It can be both. Carbon means your carbon. So your carbon can be my, not your, if not yours, if it's a guy, it's good. But also if it's yours, even if it's yours one fifth, it's also enough. That's all, it could be a rebuy also. Here, in this case, it's a rebuy. So rabbi is bali carbon smicha. That's the three psukim, the three things. And the other three have to be for something else. Because there's really six in the carbon. The Tap Tosis talks about. Tap Tosis says, "Pirsu could drink the last carbon exiv v'shlam v'yikro." V'min atzayin carbon m'kesev m'kevus makrov says kesev carbon v'shlam v'yod aris carbonim. There's kana mashva the carbon the eiz kai. There's another three. There's another two. I ain't chum. But okay, but they have to count up the carbonis. We learn parshas v'yikro. You have to get that very close. So at the Gemara Vayter, continuing pshat in our Mishnah. So our Mishnah says that a yoyresh could be saimach. A yoyresh could be do smicha. He could do smicha. Tani, so we're continuing the whole mishnah of smicha, and the mishnah ended off, ha yoyresh saimach, the yoyresh could do tamura also. It sounds like a yoyresh is b'makom his father. Tani rav chananya kameh de rava, yoyresh ain't a saimach, yoyresh ain't a meimach. Yoyresh cannot do smicha, yoyresh cannot do tamura. He's not a bayil. This is a brayse and not like our mishnah. Fake tomorrow, but not tonight. So he asked about yerish soimich, or maybe as a sacha of a meimer. Our mishnah says he could do smicha and does do tamura. So Rav Chananya said it's my rabba. Rav says, I don't know what you're talking about. It's not true. The mishnah is not like that. So I'm a lay. So Rav Chananya asked Rav, Afchay, shai, switch the brayse? I'm a lay. No, this is my chalik is tanaim actually. I'm a lay, lay, tricha. Masnisim mani Rav Yehudi. This price says Rabbi Yehuda, the talent of the price. Yerish Shemich, Yerish Meimer. It's like our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, which we like the price. Yerish Einish Shemich, Yerish Einish Shemich, Yerish Einish Meimer. What's the B.R. Machlekes? My time with Rabbi Yehuda, we did darshan like this. Karbonoi le Karbonov, not the Karbonoi father. And then, once you know that, V'yav T'chilas Hekdash M'Seif Hekdash. Ma'as Seif Hekdash, which means after something is Kaddash, like Abis Smicha, we have a meat. Mas soif hektish, which means after the carbon. There's a halacha that yoyrish ain't a soimach because we have a meat from carbonoi. We learn out after chilas hektish yoyrish ain't a meimer. He can't make hektish take effect either. Can't do chilas hektish though. Just like soif hektish, you can't do. Can't do chilas hektish. That's what we know tomorrow.
And he can't do
soif from carbonoi. Carbonoi lekarbon. Soif means he doesn't do smicha. After soif means something that happens after the kaddish. That we know from carbonoi v'lo carbonoi. You can ask me, well, has he have extra drasha? We had three drasha before. That's tomorrow's going to ask. But he learns kabbalah le kabbalah. So that's a fact, you know, according to Rudolph, no smicha. Now there's no smicha, there won't be tamur either. That's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So that's klar. Rabbanon say, no, I have a pasuk that does tamura. Homer yamir le rabbi se yerish. I have a ribui from Homer yamir that yerish does do tamura. And the yalif soifek is v'chil tekdash. Mat chilas hekdash yerush meimer, just like he could affect a hekdash in the beginning with tamura, af soif hekdash yerush meimer. So rabbanon, what is it with the kabbanon? So that's clear that he has the kabbanon and starts with that starting point. His hamer yamer, Rabbana hai kabonim avle. That's not shver. We had a Gemara before. Kabonai v'le karmel chavim is number one. Kabonai v'le karmel chaver is number two. And kabonai le rav is called bali karmel smicha. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rabbi Yehuda, no, I'll take one out. Le rav is called bali karmel smicha lesley. I don't hold that. I hold one bailim, even though it's five shutim, one guy does for everyone. I don't hold that. And therefore, I have the extra kabonai, kabonai v'le avle. Inami, another pshat Rabbi Yehuda is, inami istay avichavim v'chaver machad kor. Learn just one pasuk nafka. It's one pasuk because what the pasuk basically says is it has to be your carbon, not a guy's carbon, not a friend's carbon. Your carbon. It's one drasha. A yaisli a laisli trei koroi chad carbon loy carbon aviv v'idach rav is called baron carbon smicha. For the second pshat, I'll agree to that they call carbon smicha, but also carbon loy carbon aviv. So that's that piyam machlekes avik carbonai. Rabbi Yehuda, hi, homer, yomer, my avale. What's to do with that? Tamarba that a lady could do tamura. The Tanya, we would have a havamina that you can't say, Isha can't do tamura. Why not? Fishakola inyan kulay, ain't a madar b'loshen zachar. The whole parasha of tamura is always b'loshen zachar. It sounds like the zachar, that only a zachar could do tamura. The pasal lo yachifendu, lo yame oisoi, toiv ra, rab, toiv, homer, yame, behem, behem, behem. It sounds like talking about a zachar. Who said an Isha could do tamura? At the end of the day, we're going to marry Isha. How do we do that? It's a lashon of extra lashon teaches the Isha also. Rabbanon uses Homa Yomer to marry a Yairish. So how do you know Isha? Rabbanon darshim v'im Homa Yomer. And Rabbi Yehuda v'im loy darsh, not darshim. So bottom line, we have a chalikus over here, the yours with smicha and tamura, and fear of Yehuda starts from smicha, karbon aloi karbon avim. And then since it's so hektish, chizash also can't do. Rabbi starts the other way. Homa yom is marbi yarish. So if I has to do smicha, I want to do karbon. We have three yoshes for karbon. Karbon aloi karbon avim, and karbon aloi rabbi is called bali karbon smicha. And we saw two things, two pshat in what Rabbi Yehuda takes out. Either takes out the rabbi is called bali karbon, or he holds that karbon aloi karbon avim come from one Carbonite.